I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true. That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel. Bunny. I don't know.
Her name is Melanie. So we are, we are real life sisters. I am the oldest. She is the youngest. She does stuff on the TikTok that keeps you informed on all things court law related, but she's not a lawyer. If the pieces are come together, that is her. And we get on here every week and we talk about what the heck we want to talk about.
And we also thank our sponsors every single week. We want to thank Vegamore, BetterHelp, and Mint Mobile.
Thank you guys so much. You'll hear more about them at the middle parts of the podcast. Okay. All right. I'm done with that because I've fumbled all the way
through.
You wouldn't think I do this every single week for the last 5 or 6 years because I am struggling.
On multiple podcasts.
Multiple. All right. Okay. So we're going to review. We're going to start with reviewing Love is Blind. But before we go there, let me just quickly give you guys the Love is Blind. Well, it leads into Love is Blind, but the long story short of it all. Okay. So this is what happened. You guys wanted us to do an impromptu live for
Love is Blind Reunion.
Love is Blind Reunion recap because it was a lot happening.
And it deserved.
Oh, and it did. Okay. The problem was the NAACP stuff happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. But more than that, Josiah had games in Temecula. Without traffic, it is 2 hours away from me. Okay. A solid 2 hours away from me. So on Friday, we went to the NAACP dinner. Was that on Friday?
Yep.
No, was it on Thursday? Friday? Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Something else happened. Anyway, don't matter. So all of this happened. So Joe has games on Saturday morning in Temecula, right? We go out there at, Vinny picks us up at like 6:30.
In the morning.
We arrive, we get breakfast. His game is at 10:30. While we are there, 2 hours away, no traffic. 2 hours away, no traffic. 2 hours away, no traffic. NAACP is at night. We think NAACP starts at 7.
It didn't?
Child, it started at 5.
P.M.? Oh.
Red carpet started at 2.
Uh-oh.
We didn't realize any of this until like 11:30. I will tell you exactly. Germany, our stylist, who you guys know, texts me and says, I'm going to pull it up. She says, she texts me at 10:36.
Today, I was just talking to another one of my clients who says that the carpet starts at 2 and the ceremony starts at 5, but I know that you said that your car wasn't picking you up until 6, so I just wanted to make sure that we were still tracking to that and that everything is good and y'all are just going to the ceremony late.
I just want to know what you're talking about.
No.
Because you seem confused.
Correct.
That was a very polite way of saying, girl, hello, you're wrong.
Yes. Everything was jacked up. And if you didn't hear the math, this is the math. Red carpet's at 2. Ceremony's at 5. Your car was at 6.
And you're 2 hours away.
And I'm 2 hours away at 10:36. So we say, oh, crap. What we gonna do? So we leave Joe's game from Temecula at halftime, drive over. I'm texting my makeup artist, can you come early?
Earlier.
He's like, no, girl, because everybody else is on time. So I'm doing everybody else's faces. So we get home rushing. George comes, who's works on the team. He's I guess he's Germany's assistant, but he works on her team. He dresses us a lot because Germany's actually based out in Atlanta. So anyway, he comes to the house. He's getting us dressed. I end up having to do my own hair, do my own makeup, do all the things. We go and we're still late. Completely missed the red carpet, which I'm not quite sure we could have been able to walk anyway. Completely missed the red carpet. By the time we get there, Quinta, she had already come on. Missed her. Whatever happened during that time, something else, like not monumental, but significant happened during that time. We missed that. We came out, Queen Latifah was probably already in her second outfit.
Oh, okay, man.
We missed all the situations. So that was another reason why it couldn't have, it just wouldn't have worked. Yeah. So then we went to the NAACP. Then we go to the dinner after, or like the after party. Mm-hmm. And then we leave there.
And go back out.
And drive back to Temecula.
Because he has more games.
Because he has more games on Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
So we didn't get back to Temecula on Saturday night until midnight or so.
Oh.
And Joe had games at 8:30 the next morning.
Oh, and they'd be having to go early.
Yes, and he had to be there an hour early. So we had to be there at 7:30. So that was our weekend. So all of that to say next time we will pre-plan.
Pre-plan.
The chaoticness, so that way we know what we're doing. And, you know, so all of that to say, that's why we couldn't do that. But we're here today.
We are here today. I know we're a day late
and a dollar short, but y'all gonna get our thoughts, okay?
You sure are. And what you'll also get our thoughts on is Vegamore. Real change happens when you're consistent, and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to hair, your hair routine has been never been easier, and you'll start seeing the results that you've always wanted. The products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, like anything, consistency is key. You have to keep it up, keep it going, do it every day if you can, and you will start to see the results that you want. It's easy to make a part of your hair routine, especially their grow hair serum, which comes in the little bottles, and it's a little dropper. You can just drop it in the morning or drop it in the evening, whatever your hair routine looks like. Very easy to just kind of adopt these products into what you are already doing, and if you're consistent, you will start to see some results. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. Courtney on Melissa's team is a fan of Vegamore. She has told us about it. You had some thought. You had some things about it you were going to say.
Listen, the Grow Hair Serum was named 2022 Shape Beauty Award winner. It's vegan. It increases the appearance of hair density. I actually have very fine hair, so anything that's going to give me some volume.
Amen.
I'm always here for. Reduces the sign of shedding and fallout. So if you're in your postpartum era,
amen.
You know, we all know that that could be kind of attack your edges. Mm-hmm. All right. It feels like an attack.
And everything else.
Definitely you want to pick up some Grow Hair Serum.
Yes. They also have a monthly subscription, which is very dope, for the Grow Hair Serum, which makes it easy for you to stay consistent. You sign up for a monthly subscription, and then you can get one bottles or three bottles sent to you every single month. You save more, obviously, when you are on a subscription, and you'll never run out of the products, which the worst thing you could do is fall in love with the product and then
run out
and not realize that you've run out. And now when you go to use it, you're like, oh, shoot. But if you have a subscription, obviously they're going to deliver before you even think about it. It's at your doorstep. So elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off of your first subscription by your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/Jen.
Jen.
And use code Jen.
Jen.
At checkout. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/Jen. Code Jen to save 20% on your first order. Vegamore.com/Jen. Code Jen.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. You have anything long story short? We're going straight into...
Well, let's go into Love is Blind, and then we'll see if I need to talk about my long story short.
Okay, very good. All right. Love is Blind, season 6 finale. Mel's going to lead us because she took notes, and I will cue into what I remember.
Please do.
Before you even get started, let me just say this because I don't know if this happened to everybody or just me. Netflix needs to know that they cannot do appointment TV.
Oh, man.
It's not your ministry.
They're like, join us at 7, and then at 7:35, they're like, here you go. Now we'll hit play.
I do not know why.
We've been here waiting. Stop trying to do
appointment TV. It doesn't work. I ended up with something smaller.
Something
that's less anticipated.
Yes, you know. I do not understand.
Mine eventually worked on my laptop as well. However, I should not have had to go to a plan B. Yeah. I wanted to watch it on my TV because I was cooking, and now I have to, I'm reduced to this small screen. I don't like watching stuff like that.
Yeah,
Netflix,
yeah.
Get it together. First of all, you're a technology company. Get the technology technological in.
Hey, man, they ain't figured it out yet.
Oh, I was so irritated. Okay. Once it started,
Us. It was great. First of all, I just want to say that Nick and Vanessa have obviously saw all the comments about people saying how bad they were as hosts because they came ready.
They came ready.
They came like, we heard y'all was talking.
Yes, yes, yes.
You all be talking today?
Yes.
Okay, the producers have obviously been keeping up with all of the TikTok.
Shown up.
Posts.
Yes, they
did. Because they came with receipts.
Sure enough.
And they came ready to ask questions, and I appreciate that. So
they
Nick
didn't ask
Vanessa,
everybody the same questions, no, though, which irritated me.
And they missed a few questions for some people that, like, girl, we needed the tea there, glaring too. Question you
yeah,
have to ask.
I agree.
But, you know, they are miles ahead from where they've come, and for that, I appreciate. They tried to start with Johnny and Amy, and I was like, that girl's name is Amy? That's so nice. Who, y'all knew her name was Amy? I did not know that baby's name.
I didn't either.
That is amazing.
I didn't know his name either, though.
I didn't either.
They're the
married
couple.
There's like Jeremy, Jimmy, and Johnny, and I don't, that's too a lot of J's. Many J's and
I
Y's.
I agree.
Why would you cast that many people with a J and Y?
Jimmy, Jeremy.
Johnny.
And John, that is a lot. Y'all should have did
stupid.
Better. You know what? Yes.
So I'd be like, which one? In my mind, Jeremy is annoying because he has, I mean, in real life he is, but he has the A. So I just
Yeah, his
know
name is spelled weird.
That one. But the everybody else, I don't know. So they start with them and talk about the fact that they got married and like, ooh, okay, that's great for them. And then they get into Jeremy A. And they were like, you're dating somebody, huh? Let's bring her out. And everybody's like, and she, why did Sarah Ann? She came out like, hi. Hello.
She's such an oblivious villain.
I don't understand.
I hate her. I want her to lean into just, I'm a bee. And
yes.
Yes, I did steal your man. And?
Why are you acting like we want you here?
Yes. Like, girl, lean into it. I hate that she pretends like she's, like, girl,
yes.
Just be the villain.
I'm a girl's girl.
Like, no, you're not.
First of all, the fact that they kept saying girl's girl was
so
annoying. And then she was like, I'm not a pick me girl. You're literally the
definition. You're a pick me girl.
Do you know, pick me. Like, you literally said pick.
Yes,
how
literally.
Did you miss that part?
Yes.
And then Vanessa, oh, shady self. So did you guys just run off into the sunset after the jet skis? And Sarah Ann's like, yes, actually we did. We've been together the whole time. We live together now. Only for cut to 15 minutes later.
Come on.
Chelsea was like, every time I see him, they're broken up.
But this was what's so cool, crazy though. Because clearly somebody got a big mouth and they don't tell the other person.
Yes!
Because I can't remember who. I think it was Sarah Ann was looking like, we never.
Listen, Sarah was shocked. Oh, so you guys know?
You guys know we don't always.
So you heard.
Y'all know we be having issues.
Yes.
Because Jeremy Big Mouth
Girl.
Be telling all the tea.
Yes.
That's exactly why.
And then he gonna talk about, you've only seen me once. I've seen you twice.
Yes.
And both times, y'all were not together.
And that's what it's given. They're not gonna last long. They are the couple that is clinging to each other because we all hate them together.
Yes.
And as soon as we stop caring,
man.
They're gonna break up.
Absolutely. It's more fun when everybody hates you.
Oh, yes.
When everybody's rooting for you, all of a sudden, you're not rooting
yes.
for you.
Yes.
You
yes.
All of a sudden.
Yes.
He was like, we've had our ups and downs, but we are fighting through. Every relationship goes through the peaks and the valleys.
Listen, they gonna break up
but
tomorrow.
We are trying. And she was like, everything's been great.
Everything's been fantastic.
I love him so much. He's
the love of my life.
She was like holding his hand and looking into his eyes. That man was looking straight ahead. She was like, I love you.
Because he wants to
you
break up.
You are the
up.
Love of my life. And he was like,
he wants to
we
break
go
up.
Through ups and downs.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So yes. That brought me so much joy. Laura got on that screen. She's in what? Belize, Puerto Rico, Costa
Barcelona.
Rica, Barcelona. Yes. She's somewhere. And she got on that screen and is still pissed.
Oh my God.
She is today
very still upset. Yes, she is. Yes,
which she has a right to be, but also, girl.
I know. It's so interesting to me the way the feelings develop so strongly, for people you've known for, you know, that long.
Yes.
It's very interesting. She was very upset.
She was rolling her eyes. Every time they said something, she was like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So hilarious for me. Okay, moving on. Vanessa tried to ask Jimmy something about Jeremy and Sarah Ann, and that man said, I have enough on my plate.
Listen.
But then they cut to, here's the unsung hero of the whole reunion. This man, Kwame, was having the time of his.
Yes, he was.
Kwame was us on the set.
Yes, he was like, law in Chelsea.
Kwame was back there like,
having a good time.
A mess. This is good tea. Kwame was cracking.
Yeah, no, he was having a good time.
Oh, he was so great. He was so great. And that woman he's with, I forgot her name.
Her name's Chelsea, too.
Oh, well, she just be, you know.
I think her name is Chelsea.
I forgot. Kwame was us, and I appreciated him. They need to bring him back for all the reunions because I just want him to be in the background to react
his
the way we are reacting
were giving a, he was
at
having
home.
a good old time.
Yes. Okay. Oh, then there was a little bit about Chelsea when Jessica got involved. And she was, Chelsea said to Sarah Ann, she unfollowed all of us, but then followed all of our fiancés.
Yes.
And then Jessica was like, I removed you from, they were just attacking. I removed you from the group chat.
Which?
It was just so good.
Jessica's a real one, though. Oh my gosh. To remove someone from a group chat is low-key kind of wild.
And then why she always try to drop a nugget? Just because you're the loudest one in the room does not mean you're the smartest. Or whatever she said. Get your little nuggets out of here. This is mess, drama, tea. You over here trying to drop quotes. This is not Pinterest.
Oh, my God. I like Jessica, though. Although, she does give me that potentially she's here for the fame.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fact that she is now on Fantasy Island, what's it called?
Oh, Perfect Match.
The Perfect Match.
Yeah. Is she on there?
Yes, that's what they announced at the end.
Oh, okay.
Her and the other white girl that got left at the altar that I was so sad.
There was two, uh-huh.
They are, I was surprised and not surprised, but she's kind of perfect for this kind of reality TV world.
Yeah, yeah.
Micah, thank you.
Micah.
She definitely gives, Cam got thoughts.
Oh, tell us.
Oh. You just brought me back to, because my girlfriend's been watching the previous season with Micah in it. And I was just like, my goodness, this. I'm not going to say it.
I don't know if she's here. Jess is all the way here for.
She puts on, though. She may not be, but she put on.
She put on.
She put on, like, why would you ever disrespect this experiment like this? And I'm a mom. She like leaned into like, oh, I'm here and y'all gonna keep me on the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love it.
She's a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she probably could have been a villain, but somehow backdoored her way into victim.
I agree. 100%.
And it works. And it works.
All right. And then Trevor came out.
That was so uncomfortable.
That was
I don't think he was prepared for
that. That was the best thing I've ever seen on TV.
I heard he had a panic attack.
He was like, can I go? He literally said,
can I go now?
But he stayed there afterwards.
Nick said, yes, you can go. And he still sat there.
No, and then you got to do the back and forth. You got to do. And the text said,
oh my gosh. No,
still love you.
No, wait. Wait. This is Nick and Vanessa. So there were some texts that went around. And we're going to read them. I'll be the man. You be the girl. You're going to play the... You got it? Okay, ready? Here's Nick. Do you still love me? And then the girl says, oh my gosh, this is Vanessa. Oh my gosh, I'm crying. And then Nick again.
Wait.
Can I call you? And then she says, I missed you so much. Why are y'all up here role playing?
Are you guys role playing?
They literally leaned in.
And then this was why it was so
Nick,
bad.
I'll take the girl part. I just couldn't believe they did that.
No, but this was what's so wild. They did it for like 2 minutes.
It was so long. They read all of them.
Girl, stop. We got it.
And then when they finish, what do you have to say?
And that man said.
He just froze.
That baby.
He just froze.
Vanessa said, did you do all this for your career?
And he said,
said, what career? And then she said, I have no idea. Being terrible hosts to pulling the hell up, okay? These people, why Vanessa came like, oh, y'all want shade, huh? Why would she say, I have no idea? Why would he say, what career? What is happening?
That meant, I was trying to launch a career by coming on this show.
What career? I have no idea. We don't know why we put your broke self. You ain't got nothing going for you. We picked you to come on this show, and then you gonna come over here. You had a whole girlfriend. He over here talking about, I was toxic. We were toxic. I don't know, but I told her I was. That whole, everything was a mess. It was so bad. Everything was so bad.
That was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That was so bad. It was so bad.
It was bad.
And then he finally left.
He should have been gone. The moment he didn't have answers, he should have been escorted off the stage.
I had a whole statement prepared. And I just...
Oh my God, it was so bad.
It was so...
It was uncomfortable.
And Kwame was in the back like...
Kwame was back there.
No, he should have never come. He should have never come. No. Or... They should have prepped him for the text messages.
Like, so you guys have my text, right?
Yes, he was, something, because he didn't. He was blindsided, and he just...
Was he, though?
Listen, that man...
I don't believe he was blindsided.
He should have gave
his speech. The entire internet saw these texts were on the...
That's true.
You knew that you were trending.
But he didn't know that they was going to play Romeo and Juliet.
That may be true. That he came with them big old pants and that ill-fitted shirt and was stuck.
Yeah, he... Oh,
that was gold. I'm sorry, though, because I also heard that he was mentally just not in a good space.
Yeah, I think they probably... So I can only imagine the, like, how he felt. I'm sure he was hot.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure he was flooded with emotion and just literally did not, like... Fight or freeze. That's it.
Freeze is what you don't want to do. It's the fight or flight syndrome is the
thing. But I think they added freeze.
Did they?
Yes, because you can fight. Some people fight. Some people run away, and some people like
just
freeze. Like I don't know what to do. And I think his was freeze because. He literally didn't know what to do. Do we even see him walk off stage?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I thought maybe they cut the cameras.
They because somebody said this, and I was like, I need to go back and watch. They said, all you heard was his big old pants.
What did he have on?
You don't remember this ill-fitted outfit? Oh my goodness.
No,
that's not a good one. Hold on.
Okay.
His outfit was so bad. It was so bad.
They did him... This was the other thing. They went hard on him, right?
Yes.
Which is fine, because he did deserve. He had all of us fooled. My problem is, yeah. Okay. I didn't see him standing up. I didn't remember.
We gonna send this to Aubrey.
My problem is they didn't go as hard on everybody equally.
I agree.
If y'all are gonna be the host that's gonna get to the bottom of it. Y'all miss opportunities to get to the bottom of it. And that's why it felt like y'all unfairly went after Trevor, because y'all know he doesn't seem like he's truly, he's not a villain. He's the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Think he's a villain, yeah, and then you peer back and it's the little boy back here crying. Yeah, he can't handle it.
I agree.
Jeremy, actual villain.
I agree with that.
Okay? Yeah. Sarah Ann, actual villain.
100%.
Like, y'all are not spinning. And then... God bless him. Clay didn't get all he deserved. Mm. And low-key, AD didn't get all the questioning.
Okay, wait, let's go to them.
Okay, sorry, go.
Because you, so what you think? Because Clay was up there like therapized. That man was like, I went to therapy and I'm better. You are the love of my life. And I was a terrible person and I regret it. And I love you, girl. And everybody was like, oh, you feel like he was lying?
No, my problem with Clay is that I believe every word that comes out of his mouth.
Okay.
And I believe he believes every word that comes out of his mouth.
Okay.
he will never be able to back it.
Oh, you
don't think- I just don't think he has act right in him. Oh. I think he is, unfortunately, his daddy's child. And it's going to take more than however long it's been since the end of the show and today to get. That's going to be something he's got to work through
for a while.
Continuously to learn and do new behaviors, because all he knows is what he saw. And he didn't, you know, some people see stuff and they're like, I will never. And they go the opposite way. Mm. He is his daddy's child.
And that's why they both need BetterHelp.
And they
do. We are so grateful to have BetterHelp as a sponsor of this show and this podcast. Again, this show episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. And many times, amen, when you grow up in your house and you see things that maybe you've experienced or you've seen that you need to work through.
Yes.
You need therapy. You need a person. You need BetterHelp to help you work through that.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Clay. You should hit up BetterHelp. What is the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I love that, actually, being able to, like, first you have to figure out what it is that you want to spend your time doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go through that process. It's not just like, oh, I wish I could do that. You, once you actually figure that out,
yep,
then you'll be able to prioritize it and you'll want to prioritize it. And I love that therapy can help do that for you. We are fans, obviously, of therapy and of BetterHelp. We have both used their services, amen, use them on a consistent basis because they work. They help get you in a good space mentally and even physically. I feel like when you feel good, you look good. When you look good, you feel good. They kind of go hand in hand.
100%.
And working with a therapist and working through some of the things that you don't even realize that you need to talk through can help you do that. And again, that's why it's one of my favorite things. Are you about to say something?
No.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ to get 10% off of your first month today.
Very good. What were your thoughts on Clay?
So, you know what? I rewatched it last night and I was like, oh, I see. Like, I feel like he really did. He obviously, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like I can imagine, is what I'll say. I can imagine being able to watch yourself back
mm-hmm.
provides a perspective that 100%. You probably would have never had.
Agree.
And so even when you think back on stuff you've done, it's going to be different than actually seeing
for sure.
that. So I feel like what I was getting from him is that that actually did impact him. Mm-hmm. Like, he really has been impacted by this experience. I also believe that they are together right now.
Well, and that was...
She was on that stage playing games. Girl.
The host dropped the ball on that. They dropped the ball on that. The fact that we saw, and they were pulling up pretty recent TikTok stuff that they were bringing up. Pull up the picture from Thanksgiving.
When she was at the
and
house.
And ask them, why was y'all together?
Yeah, yeah.
Is or is you ain't? And you better not lie, AD, because you up here talking real big. Talking about you played in my face. Is he playing, though, currently?
Right. Well, and here's the problem. I felt like she had to put that face on to like, keep having her support. Yeah, rah, rah, we ride for AD. But we all know, girl. We all know you doing that to say, we know that you are calling him when you don't even have to call him. Y'all are leaving here together.
Yeah.
We are not.
Blake, I want to know.
We are not confused by this. Y'all are together right now. And then her little bit. This was really cute. Okay. It was really cute. Okay. I went on a few dates with Matt. Respectfully.
Oh, yeah. Which,
but we went on dates.
Was that on your Love is Blind bingo card?
Well, she went on the date to play in Clay's face. That was called a get back. The problem is Clay didn't give a F. Clay was over there like, no, that's okay. She was, we went on the dates and he cooked me some dinner and Clay was over there, could not care less. She was trying to make that baby care so bad. He over here staring. He's drilling a hole through my face. No, he literally was not. He was looking straight ahead. He did not care. And then when the host tried to ask him, you got anything to say? Or Nick was like, you need to go on, run some laps. And he was like, I have nothing disrespectful to say about Matt.
Yeah, he did.
I don't, that man did not care. I get it though, AD. You gotta play, you gotta try to make him jealous. You gotta do all the stuff and you gotta play for the little TV for the cameras. That's your man. As soon as he said, I love you, you said, I love you too, baby. Where you been? Why you had to make me look stupid on TV? We could have been together the whole time. Now we gotta start today. Girl, we're not confused.
I want to know.
They're together.
You think today?
Absolutely. That's our man.
Yeah, I feel like he messed up again. They ain't together no more.
That's her man. That is her man. And even if he messed up, she gonna take him back. They gonna be on and off probably more than the other couple for the next 3 years. And then in 3 years, she's gonna realize we can't be together. And then she'll finally move on. Today, that's her man.
I hate it for her. I would love, she's been doing a bunch of TikToks that they've been, I mean, not TikTok. She's been doing, well, podcast. She has been doing, yes, thank you, but podcast is what I was looking for. She did one with, I think it's Nick Vile. Is that it? Thank you. He be having all the folk on there, and I want to listen to their episode because she said from the clip that I saw, I haven't watched the whole thing, so I don't know context, but from the clip, they were talking about how many conversations they had that weren't shown on TV where he was like, I'll never embarrass you. Mm-hmm. Like, I got you. Yeah. We're in it. Yes, we're going to do it. And that's the kind of like, it's like Clay knows the right things to say, mm-hmm. and he does it. Like, maybe it's people pleasing. I'm not quite sure what it is. But then he always, but he don't follow through. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think she's still, Clay, AD, you still in danger. Mm-hmm. You still in danger.
She like it though.
Clearly she do if they still together.
They together.
Because why was that not a question? The whole, if y'all gonna go hard on Trevor, and he deserved, y'all gotta ask. Y'all gotta ask these folk, are they still together? Because that's a big question right now that we're all still wondering. Okay.
Well, she said, would you ever get back with him? And she was like, next question.
Oh, they did ask that.
Girl.
And see, they should have pressed that. No. Pull up the text messages or do a Ricky Lake ding dong. Ding dong. This is your friend here to testify and tell us the date that y'all went on. Exactly. Or here's your mama with the cards that's in the game, in the picture. It looked like y'all was playing cards of some sort. This is the exact deck of cards.
They're together. I don't care. I know she's been doing podcasts and I'm sure she probably has addressed this many times. That's fine. That's what she can say. What I'm going to say is I believe that they're together.
Oh, she said they're not together?
I don't know. Somebody said she was very single, and that's fine. She can say that. She also, I believe, is
I would love to. I would love the explanation for the picture. That's all I'm saying. Y'all actually could not be together. I would love an explanation. Did y'all try?
She was very much, even again, if you're not my man, if I'm talking about another man, I'm not going to be concerned about saying respectfully
to
you.
And
she's like, he's cute, y'all, respectfully. Why are you even?
That's true.
Why is there any deference to him? Yeah. Why are you even concerned at all?
Deference was a good word, Mel Mel.
Thanks, girl. But why, like.
Yeah, I agree.
That's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a there, honey.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, but then the moment between Clay and Brett was very nice.
Oh, that it was very sweet.
He didn't say that about Kwame.
I didn't even notice, but you are correct.
He ain't
because it's
about
not
Kwame.
Black love with them though.
It's black love,
but it's not black love with Brett and Tiffany. Which, by the way, Brett and Tiffany, if y'all want to come on this podcast,
hey, Brett
okay,
and Tiffany.
Y'all can come pull up. All
y'all
right.
Be in LA.
Y'all be in LA all the time.
What the other couple wasn't there? Lauren and what's the name?
Lauren and Cam said bye.
Listen, after reading that contract, it appears that the talent there's a 5-year mark.
Are they at their 5 years?
We are on season 6 now. They were season 1. What that tells me is that they are now outside
of the contract.
Of the 5-year contract.
I'm not mad. Listen.
They said, we will not be pulling up. Y'all can have all the reunions
and
you
and
want.
Cam did make a post. But Cam was like, it seems like in the beginning this show was about love. Now it seems like folk on here with ulterior motives.
Yes.
And there was a couple that got married and we don't know their names.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mad. Lauren and Cam. Because Lauren and Cam is really out here trying to have a relationship.
Yeah, they are.
Okay?
They are.
They not here for the foolishness.
Yeah. Okay, moving on, because we spent a lot of time there. Ken and the girl are besties now.
Who?
Ken and the girl. Kenneth. Kenneth.
That was
principal.
I forgot. That's another area they dropped the ball on.
I agree.
They could have went harder on Kenneth.
They
should have. What happened here?
Yeah. What happened here?
What happened? Y'all are friends now, I understand. But clearly,
Brittany,
if y'all are going to be friends, y'all, I would imagine at least, y'all had to have a conversation about what happened here. And I just feel like, as an audience, there's a gap. Right? The last time we saw y'all were broken up, she's in tears, and you calling somebody to pick you up, and now are BFFs?
Yeah.
Give us the in-between. What happened during the time the cameras turned off and y'all walked off the show? Because we need to understand what happened
so
we also can be at this point.
Yeah.
Because what? Yeah. And I just feel like the host should have literally asked that question. Last time we saw y'all were here. Now y'all are here. That's a long way to go in a relationship. What happened?
Well, and I feel like they tried to give a, like, we're just best friends. We talk every day. We FaceTime.
Yeah, but old girl from the prior season's the one who brought it up on there.
Yeah.
The host didn't even.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
I didn't like that. I kind of wish that we would have gotten more
about them.
And the other couples, do a Love is Blind catch up. A Love is Blind previous seasons. Where are they now? I don't know. During the reunion for this season, I don't care to hear about other people.
I
personally, I don't care.
Also, they didn't go that hard on Chelsea and Jimmy. I felt like they went back to the whole like today.
Yes,
they didn't talk about that. They just went back to when she exposed the friend. Stayed there, and then it was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, and again, they should have went hard on Chelsea. Chelsea, was your friend really at the place?
Right.
Can we pull the friend out?
Yes.
And can we? Were you lying? Yes. Was that your your bra strap showing? Actually, what was going on? Were you trying to catch him up, and actually, you got caught up?
Yeah.
What happened? Again, if you gonna go this hard in the beginning,
give
the energy through the whole hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't do that.
I agree. Okay, what?
Last thing is Kwame's wife, whose name I think is Chelsea, but now
it
I'm
is.
Unsure.
I think it is.
Okay.
She's the producer now, casting.
She's in casting.
Yeah.
And she had to have tiff with Jesse Wu.
Did she?
Sure.
Did she?
I don't know why she stepped up to bat.
What happened?
With Jesse Wu.
Oh, that seems like a terrible idea,
I don't know why she thought she was going to. She. It was almost like.
What happened?
This is what happened, essentially, okay? It's almost like she had watched, like, Real Housewives for a few seasons.
Oh.
And in her mind, she was like, oh, I'm ready.
Oh.
Because she gonna go on here and try to do this, that, and the third. First of all, that's your morals. So this is what happened.
Okay.
Jesse, she made the announcement. She being Chelsea made the announcement that she's over casting.
Okay.
Okay. So Jesse made a post and was like, not the real villain being Chelsea for doing this terrible casting. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing, but something along those lines. Okay. She makes the post. Brett and Tiffany. Tiffany commented under that post and was like, no, just like relax on my girl. She didn't do casting for this season.
Okay,
she starts on whatever seasons. Jesse, and this is why Chelsea should have shit up, because Jesse then made another post and said, oh, I'm wrong.
Okay.
She did this and screenshot
the
Tiffany's response.
Okay.
Clear the air.
Okay.
Chelsea then thought, villain.
Oh.
Well, then that speaks to your morals, because I'm not a villain. Plus, also, and I don't start until season the whatever season. I think she said 8 or something in the future.
Somebody
not now.
Said 8.
Thank you. Season 8. And so what you need to know is I take this job seriously. I do whatever she was saying. And it was just like,
girl, shut up.
Essentially, this was completely unnecessary. You entered the chat and you really didn't need to, because Tiffany already had helped you out.
She already helped you.
And then Jesse responded
again. What'd
she
say?
And she called her Susan B. Anthony. She said, not Susan B. Anthony with all her white privilege coming up here and trying to tell me something. If you gonna clear somebody, you got to do it. And baby, you didn't do that. So let me help you clear me, because I'm gonna actually clear you. I don't know in what world.
I gotta watch it. This is great.
Chelsea, baby, you're from Oregon. You, yes, right. You got with Kwame. You've been hanging out with his sister and your little nieces. And you thought, oh, you understand. And you got the lingo. You could do the thing. Shh.
Oh, I need to watch this.
Shh.
That's hilarious.
Don't say no word out loud. And especially to someone like Jesse.
Yes.
Whose whole job.
Yes.
Is to clear people.
It's to clear people.
And she's so good at it.
Right.
Girl, why would you think?
Yeah.
You could step up to the bat. You should have told them, you know what? I'm on the injured reserve list.
Right.
I'm going to just sit this one out and shit up. And she didn't. And she fixed her mouth. And Jesse said, and I'm back.
Well, that was a bad idea for her.
Yeah, it was
she
a bad
learned,
idea.
She learned that
oh,
day.
Yeah, she learned because she didn't respond again.
I'm sure.
She didn't respond again.
Sure.
And it was unnecessary. Like I said, it was unnecessary because, again, if Jesse didn't correct it, then maybe I would give her ground to, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
say something.
Yeah.
The thing is, Jesse corrected herself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where, so now you should shut up.
The other thing in general is that for the purposes of entertainment, even when people be wrong, if they gonna clear better than you gonna clear,
you should still shut up.
You gotta shut up anyway.
Yeah, you should still shut up.
There's nothing like a good read. Like a Phaedra Parks read.
Yes.
I don't care how right I am.
Yes.
I'm just not going up against that.
Yes.
Because you're going to embarrass me.
Correct.
Now I just look dumb and feel dumb.
Right.
But I'm right.
Yeah.
But feel dumb. I don't want it.
Nobody wants it.
I don't want no parts.
Just hush, girl, hush.
But what I do want is Mint Mobile in my life. What I do want is a great phone plan with a phone bill that I like. Okay? And that is Mint Mobile. We do a fair amount of gossiping on this podcast. That's what they said. I don't know if it's true, but that's what they said. And we've heard that loose lips sink ships. But when you have something so juicy, you just have to share it with somebody. Okay, y'all know what that feels like. Well, right now, the best deal in wireless is at Mint Mobile. For a limited time, phone plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. That's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data for $15 a month. Okay. I had a competitor plan. Okay. But when I see a deal like this, I'll be ready to leave the competitors and go to Mint Mobile. Mm-hmm. I need to experience what y'all got over there. Okay. So say bye bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, which we all hate. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high speed data and unlimited talk and text. Delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Mm. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's mintmobile.com/GJ.
GJ.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/GJ. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions may apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Very good. All right. Are we done with them?
Yes, we are. We can be.
Okay.
I just want to say quickly, this is a little bit of my long story short, and the fact that we just had that Mint Mobile ad reminded me. So I broke my phone last week. Randomly, like on a Tuesday, it just broke. I don't know. You know, you don't realize how connected to your phone you are until you don't have it.
Man.
Okay. And I was freaking out because actually what happened is the screen had cracked a while ago and I just was moving slow and then I got water in it. So it didn't even just like break. It was like the screen wouldn't work.
Oh,
right. It's
oh,
like
yeah.
damaged. So I'm like, I have to get a phone like now. Like right now.
Yeah.
It's not even like, oh, maybe. No, I need a phone. I freaking pick up Micaiah with the app on the phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Like for daycare drop off and pick up. It's on the phone.
That's nice.
So I'm like, I can't even.
That's fancy.
Don't let Greg not be. I need a phone. I need a phone. Anyway, so that sent me down a rabbit hole of randomness. And remember when we were younger, the home phones, our mom used to pick up and listen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can't do that to our kids today.
Oh no!
Because
you're right.
they have cell phones and Mint Mobile plans that everything is unlimited, and now you can't tap in.
That is actually a very scary thought. Have you had? Well, your kids are young. I've had the like porn conversations with the kids, and actually, it's not porn. It's actually more like
we took a left turn.
No, well, follow me. It was more like sending and receiving nude pictures.
Oh.
Because especially raising boys, they're at the age, and to the point I can't, that's what it was making me think, I can't monitor. Yeah. I mean, I can, but like, it's a different type of monitoring what's on
yes.
the phone.
Yes.
And if I see a nude, that means the nude's already came.
It's already come
I
through,
I can't
girl.
Prevent a nude mm-hmm. from coming. Right. Yeah. So the point is, I've had the conversation about like, this is a crime.
It sure
like,
is.
You need to understand,
sure
you know, your little girlfriend, you think it's cute, whatever, you're out here trying to be grown, but like, this can have legal implications on your life.
Can.
So yeah. we've had to have those conversations with them about that. Yeah. It's actually very scary.
It is. It is. McKinley was talking, asking for some reason, she has an iPad, but she was asking about like, what age will I have a phone? And I'm like, I don't know why you think you will ever have one. I don't understand why. Why would you ever have one? You don't need one. You are fine. But the idea that, first of all, it's so normal for kids to be having
yes.
phones.
For it's safety?
For safety,
but
even.
But also, there's like, we were just looking at the next show Mel wants to talk about. We could or watch. You guys yes. will let you guys know. But it was like the dark side of the 90s. It's like the dark side yeah. of having
electronics,
all that access yeah. to the World Wide Web.
Oh my goodness!
Well, and it's the smartphone too, because my mom was very much like, if you want a smartphone, you have to buy it. So I uh-huh. didn't get one until I moved out here, because I was like, I'm gonna need something
yes.
that's a little more connected.
Yeah,
yeah.
But also, I just didn't have the money to spend $1,000 on yeah. it. So I was yeah. like, well, this brick will. I can text and call from this. That's
yeah.
all I need to do.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's fine.
The kids, I was talking to Joe over this weekend, actually, and I was being funny, but I was telling him about using the phone to call. And he was like, I literally don't call anybody on my phone.
That's so crazy.
And so I was like, what do you have? Just a textermobile? And he was like, you sound so old right now.
Textermobile.
But like, he was like, I do. He does not use his phone
to
call people. He only texts. He uses to watch videos.
That's so
and
crazy.
And that's it. But he almost never
Are
calls people.
Are we eventually going to be in a world where you don't have to actually call people?
I feel like we're kind of there already.
No, I mean, yes and no. It depends on, like, I mean, I'm sure interviews don't go through text. Like, you're going to have to call people through that. But, I mean, I feel like when the older generation, like, when we're gone,
yeah.
it could turn into that.
Absolutely. Because I think that's where they're going.
That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels very, we are aging ourselves, but it feels very weird. But also, in addition to that, this was a part of my long story short, and a little bit of pop the trunk. I want to pop the trunk on Apple because everything is USB-C now.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And here's the thing. They didn't just USB-C the phone port on your phone, but both ends are now USB-C. Mm-hmm. There was a period of time in which it was USB,
right.
and then the other end was whatever you needed it
right.
to be. Here's the problem. Everything still has the USB port.
Yeah. Yes.
So I get in my car with my charger that connects to my car, in which I am I connect it and I can see my maps.
Yep.
I can see my music.
Yep.
I can see my calls,
yep.
my texts, all from the screen in my car. I can't do that now because it's USB.
Man.
What am I supposed to do? Take it back to the dealership?
They have an adapter you can buy.
And now everybody has
and
an adapter.
Everybody has
it. Everybody yep. wants you to buy adapters.
It's all an upsell. It's so freaking.
I'm
all,
so annoyed.
You have
annoying.
To get new blocks, too.
Yeah, you have to get all new blocks. Literally, chargers are like $5,000.
They're
well,
so
they
expensive.
Don't sell the phone. They only give you the cable with the phone now. They used to give you headphones, the cable,
yeah.
and the brick.
They'd be
yeah.
like, here is the phone.
And the price didn't change.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's $1 million for a phone, and then $10 million for the block, and then $5 for the cord.
Yes.
But you already spent $69 million.
Yes.
So now you're like, okay, now what?
So now I have to get this block. I have to get this chart. Like it's so, and I understand in the long run, it'll
so
be
funny.
Better because your laptop has the same one and your phone
sure.
has the same. But right now.
Why
okay,
y'all didn't do that from the beginning?
I want to talk about it right now. It's annoying.
It was all the same. And then
they changed it. You're right. It was all the same. And they changed it.
And you know what happened? Then people in Europe.
They sure did.
Sued.
Yep.
Apple.
What were the grounds for suing?
So they could, because it wasn't a, because if to buy Apple technology, you needed the proprietary port for it. And they were like, well, that's not fair to people who can't afford that. And they're a lot more like equality. Like yes. Everyone needs the same thing. And the government needed the same thing. So they're like, you need to standardize it. And that's why they went to
and
USB-C.
Then, and they won. And that's why Apple is now standardized.
Yeah. I feel like as a people, as Americans, we really should do a better job at like revolting. Mm. Not like insurrection style, but like against these companies that play in our faces.
Yeah, every day.
Because a lot every of companies, day. Like we're AD to a lot of companies.
Oh my
and a lot
gosh.
Of companies are clay. They stay playing in our face.
They do.
And we stand there
and
taking
it.
The lies, believing the lies, telling them that we love them and we believe in them and we see what they could become.
Oh
and
my.
You know what they do? They play in our face.
They do.
They show up to the reunion and they still play in our face.
And we be like, would you date him still? Maybe. Maybe.
I feel like as a country, we have to do better.
We do.
We could start with Amazon.
Unfortunately, it's out of our hands because.
But together, there's power in numbers.
I think it's a lie. I think together, we wouldn't.
Well, what? Because they lobby Congress and they have more control over the people we put in Congress. So therefore, we have no power. Because
I think it's all a scam. We think we have power. We don't.
Right. I actually agree with you. Because are we having a Barack? Why are we having a Biden?
Trump.
And Trump rematch.
Off. Yeah, it's
who asked for the rematch? Who?
It's so bad.
He should not even have been allowed to be on the ballot.
But he stacked the Supreme Court in his favor.
But he stacked the Supreme Court.
That's what
get me started.
We were yelling about this in 2016. Oh my God.
But let me tell you something. That's how you play a game. Mm-hmm. Okay? When the long game comes around after you lose an election.
Oh my, my.
And then you're able to come back at the election after that.
After you try to overthrow the prior.
You literally tried to overthrow it.
Impeached twice.
Mm-hmm. Impeached twice.
I just saw he has a debt he cannot pay.
He cannot pay it. That man said, I don't have the money for that.
And this man who owes money is a criminal.
Millions.
Grabs women by the patooters.
Why would you say patooters?
Because I didn't know what to say that I couldn't say. So then patooters came out. Yeah, sorry.
The
patooters. Okay? He be grabbing you by that. By your pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
And folk gonna vote for him.
And
I'm gonna tell you right now, today, on Monday, March 18th at 12:54 Pacific time, I think that man might win.
He absolutely has a chance.
I'm so scared.
Listen.
Then did you see he said if he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath?
I saw him said something recently.
I'm sure his supporters are saying
yes.
All that.
Okay, but here's the problem. If the Supreme Court, which he stacked, decide their opinion is that he can't be
removed from
he's absolutely gonna win.
No.
They are going to be
and they're not gonna vote not that.
Oh my gosh.
He is going to remain on the ballot.
They're going to be like
they're indebted
really?
To him.
Absolutely.
But tutors.
And then we're just behind Biden who like
Well, and that's the problem. I don't know how we got so political obviously, but we're here. This is the other problem. Who we gonna choose? Listen.
I don't want to watch these debates.
Who we gonna choose as a people?
Screenshot to the group chat when I was doing the voting that we just did for the primaries.
Oh, yes.
I stared at that ballot for about 30 minutes because I said, "Well, so these are the options, huh? Let me just run through them again. So Trump, okay, Biden, okay, anybody else?
I feel like
I'm gonna write my name in.
Write Jesus."
Tabitha Brown, are you busy?
Are you available?
Do you want to be president?
Can we white rapture? Can we petition Jesus to make the rapture come? Because I feel like at this point,
oh my Jesus,
I want to be caught up.
Amen.
I want to be caught up because I'm over this.
We are screwed.
We are
this country
royally.
Okay. And don't get me started on this. Listen, I'm going because I know there's a lot of opinions about this TikTok ban.
Oh.
But these people, this is what they said. This is why I hate America. They said that this is a security threat, which I actually feel like this is a real problem. We actually need to have a conversation more than just TikTok. We need to have a conversation about the threats to America that
are greater than TikTok,
okay? But all of a sudden, everybody's like, the TikTok is the thing that's going to take us down.
And it's like bipartisan. Well,
not the guns.
The reason why they're pushing this so hard is because if they pass this, that gives them now the power to regulate any app they want.
Because if the precedent is set,
absolutely. Then they can do it however they want.
And there could be some regulation. This is my actual problem, though. Or we could use some regulation. I'm not going to lie. We actually could use some regulation on the World Wide Web because it's the wild, wild west.
I agree.
However, our priorities are still out of whack.
And that's
because what was trending on the Twitter is, how are we canceling TikTok and not student loans?
Right.
Or I don't understand why we... This is my point.
Oh.
That... There's a gun problem in America, and y'all are over here prioritizing what
bipartisanly.
And that my whole point is that there's money behind all of it.
Oh,
I'm sounding like Gregory Goosey, but there's money. And the point, the problem I have is in this bill. What they're saying is, if you sell it to an American company,
right?
Okay, let me tell you what that says to me.
Right.
Right now, y'all aren't getting no backhand money through this. And y'all have had enough. And so now you're going to get out of here or give us some money and then we'll let you do what you want.
No, you know.
That is the problem.
No, yes, it is giving.
America going to America.
Pay us off and we'll let you do
what because
you
the U.S. government. I just said this the other day. The U.S. government is a pimp and we are hoes.
It's the biggest mafia that exists.
Yes, because dare not pay your taxes and you going to go to jail.
Oh,
which
girl.
Taxes are owed to you? It's ridiculous.
You dare not pay your taxes because the government's a pimp. So go work the corner,
girl,
and give me my cut.
And give me my money.
Because if you don't, this is enforceable by law.
You will go to jail.
You will go to jail.
Try not to pay
And
me.
Then when you come out, I will still put you on the corner.
Yes.
Get out there and work that corner and pay me my money.
It's so stupid.
Who?
But go, America. Rah, rah. Look at us. This great country.
Everybody, the land of the free.
Bitch, who better have free? My money. Literally, that's them to us every day.
And we're the bees. Just so we're clear here.
Just so we're clear.
I just want to make sure we're all reading the same page, the same paragraph, the same line. We are the bees.
Absolutely.
On the street corner.
Yeah.
And we are being pimped out.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why I said we need to band together. As a country, if we band together.
Nothing's going to happen. I'm not very
I want to lead.
They're going, you can try if you want
to. The problem is we don't have a solid leader like we used to.
No, because this country's divided.
Yeah, but every time.
And because they take them out.
They take them out, but every time somebody wants to lead, okay.
They die.
Or.
By the government.
Or. We find out that in 1990 they were molesting children.
Yeah.
Or we find out that 2 years ago they were on To Catch a Predator. Or we find out that they have 30 kids that they've never taken care of. Like, I want you to know how, let me tell you how pissed I was this weekend. There is this beautiful trend happening on Twitter about black people who work at NASA. Okay, this black man posts and he has his hair and it just takes off. All of a sudden, all these people who work at NASA are posting these amazing pictures of themselves with that background. It was like so inspirational. I was reposting all of it like, this is beautiful. And then somebody was like, watch what we promote on here because this man is an abuser, well known. And then they got screenshots. And I said, this is why I hate everybody. Because every time you think, yes, this is amazing, this is beautiful, somebody going, bet you ain't know they beat women. And now you're like, damn it. You can't trust nobody.
I got an idea.
I'm on my Twitter, unquote. I gotta unquote all the tweets. I didn't quote tweet it.
Somebody in 10 years is gonna be like,
Mel is a supporter. Mel's a supporter of women abusers, and I'm over here like, I just thought the picture was beautiful. Don't stone me. I'm not a lawyer, but I support abusers. I don't have time. We don't need no leaders. Because every time we get a new leader, that's going to happen. I ain't got time. Everybody shut up. Sit down. Mind your business. Get on your corner. Bend over. Let them take your money and give it to the government. Do what you came here to do. I'm just trying not to get fined.
That's so real. I'm telling you, I got the solution now. Don't write in Jesus.
On the ballot?
No. Write in flood. Jesus need to wipe all us clean and start over with new people. Yes. Jesus, this batch, somewhere along the DNA.
We got messed up.
We got messed up.
Something went wrong.
So I think if you flood us out.
Flood us, Jesus.
Redo a rainbow and start over.
We got to start one day one.
Catch us up.
Because this is a mess.
Let us rapture.
This is a mess.
Flood the earth. Send a new Adam.
New Adam.
A new Eve. But don't let her eat that fruit, though.
No. Oh, amen.
Because the next group of women, they shouldn't have to go through cramps and acne and postpartum hair loss and stretch marks.
Amen.
Jesus, if you listening, can you talk to us first about the second batch? Because we have ideas on how you could maybe improve this batch. Because
yes.
There's some stuff we didn't want on this batch.
Amen. Amen. Benediction.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. Anything else? Did I say crabs? I didn't mean to. I think I said stretch marks. I don't
hilarious.
Know.
Oh, let's do the question from the booze before we...
Okay. So the booze are sending questions. I'm revamping... You'll find out tomorrow. I'm revamping, what's that podcast? The Ball and the Beautiful podcast a little bit. And so you guys will be able to send us questions. But we're going to answer a few questions here. One from Samantha Smith. Start there. Bolded it.
Okay. I was about to say, I did it. Okay.
Okay. What behind the scenes advice would you give creators who are in the early stages of building their business?
Hire Melissa.
Hello. Oh, cramps, yes.
That is my recommendation for you. What is yours?
Wait, why would you say that?
Because Melissa is our resident expert over here about building your brand as a creator, okay? She handles all of it for us.
Greg be handling it all, too, though. Well, he be handling the money.
I was like, what? Greg, the two of them together should start a business. Between Melissa and Greg, Melissa will have the ideas and execute it and then also be like, okay, here's the payment structure. And Greg will not leave you alone until
it's handled.
The money is handled.
No,
okay,
that's
the
real.
Two of them together will have a whole entire business. Melissa will listen to something, which is actually, you probably would be a great content executive.
Because consulting firm would be.
Literally. I would love to, she is able to listen to things or watch things and like very quickly provide feedback, useful, resourceful, like impactful feedback about how you can make something better. And that is like such a skill that many people don't have. Like being a creator, I am learning every day. I am still, this is all very new for me every day. But being a creator, it can appear as if everything is very effortless, mm-hmm. and nothing is thought out. And it's just very off the whim. But there actually is a lot of successful creators. There's a lot of strategy and intentionality into what you are doing. And Melissa understands that
mm-hmm.
at a level that a lot of people don't. And so when you understand that, you're able to provide feedback that will allow you to, for more people, for your content to resonate with people and for you to grow and become and feel relatable. Like all of those things are just very, very important. And she just has a really good ability to understand that.
Thank you.
So hire her. All right,
I appreciate
go ahead.
That. I would say that you probably should understand I call them content pillars.
Mm.
I was just actually talking about this to my cousin, but I would say figure out where your content pillars are and then ensure that you are making content that revolve around that. So I'll give you an example. I was just talking to my cousin about this. On my bio, I may change it, but right now, on my bio, my TikTok, it says all things with MKOS, lifestyle, marriage, motherhood, creating memories, podcast hosts.
Mm.
Those I would call my content pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And I ensure that when I'm posting content, it hits
one of those pillars.
Got it.
So I just posted I collab with me and my sisters. We did a post with my for my mom because her birthday just passed. For me, that would be under creating memories, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then we have like all the NAACP stuff. To me, that's kind of lifestyle-y because we're also doing Get Ready With Me's. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then a post I have before that or another style of post are the content me and Kev do together. Uh-huh. To me, that's like wifehood, yeah. motherhood, that kind of stuff. We have the post for when we got Isaiah's car. That would be motherhood.
Got it.
And it helps you focus on what you want your brand mm-hmm. and like your content to be. Because sometimes if you're like me, you don't want to like, I don't want to just do fashion.
Hold.
I'm holding.
I think the feed cut out for them, but for us, it seems to be fine.
Okay.
Like, they said because the feds are washing.
Yeah.
So he said, where's Greg? Okay. I'm sorry. I completely interrupted you.
But anyway, that's what I would say first. Find out where you want to be, not where you want to be, what you want your brand to be. Figure out 3 to 5 kind of content pillars and then make sure your content revolves around those things. That's what I would say first. All right. Do something, John. You guys are the best. Okay, this is from LaShonda. Early on in a relationship, how do you introduce the kite string idea, especially if you aren't married? I don't understand. How do you introduce the kite string idea?
Maybe how do you bring it up to your significant other as a metaphor?
Do you have thoughts? To me, I feel like maybe she's asking something else because she's saying, especially if you aren't married, because to me, it just seems like a conversation.
Yeah, but maybe what she is trying to get at is like, we do things differently. You are maybe if she is the string.
Got it.
Maybe the real question is, I want to be able to like better balance what's happening here. And I don't know how to approach it because we just see things so differently.
Got
you know what I'm saying?
It.
That's what is an assumption.
Okay, so let's go with that. Okay. That'll give us the starting point. So I would say that the first thing that both the kite and the string have to realize is that you guys are not enemies mm-hmm. and you guys are on the same side. Mm-hmm. And I think early, if I could do anything over, Kev probably too, when we would have these type of conversations, I would preface them with, I'm on your side. Mm. I love you. Mm-hmm. I believe in you. Mm-hmm. These are my concerns.
Yeah.
And have him say, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I believe, or I trust you, because that's what a string needs to hear. Like, I trust your concern.
Got it.
I trust your, you know, the risk assessment that you're doing. I hear it uh-huh. and I trust it. This is what, and then come to like, those are some of the words I would use. So it breaks down the defense.
Got it.
Because these conversations can get very sticky.
Got it.
And very ugly mm-hmm. very quickly. And you can walk away feeling like you're not on the same side. Definitely. What are your thoughts?
I think that that's good. Plus one.
Plus one. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Very good. Thank you guys so much. I feel like our live cut out. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
But we will be back next week. Mel, do you want to tell the people who can hear us the new show you want to watch, The Doc?
Oh, so there is a show on HBO Max that started this weekend about the Florida. Nope. Somebody put Florida in the chat about the Nickelodeon in the 1990s, mm-hmm. about the kid stars on Nickelodeon and how there was some mistreatment and some other stuff apparently happening with one of the producers. So we are going to watch and then let's talk about it.
All right. Very good. Thank you guys so much. Bye.